You're ready?
Podcast!
Hello everyone, welcome to Connie's Podcast. I'm PD Nim and my Twitter handle is Fanatic.
Hey everyone, I'm Dane and my Twitter handle is Icon Fast Fiction.
Hi, I'm Pau and my Twitter handle is Geek Like Oxygen. I'm formerly Icon Pick Fix. So, i-explain ko ba kung bakit?
Say mo muna, Pao.
So, guys, nagkaroon ako ng problem and nabura ko yung two-factor authentication ko. Therefore, I'm locked out from my own account. So, yay! Pero, yeah. So, I'm using my other account, which is Geek Like Oxygen. So, if you can follow me there, I'll also tweet about Icon still.
Yeah, so you would notice from the state of our voices na a few hours ago we just came from Icon Takeoff concert here in Manila.
Yes.
And if you noticed something different with this recording, it's actually our first in-person recording since the pandemic.
Yay!
So kind of weird in a way. So
real.
Like, nasa isang room kami.
Yes.
Tapos,
correct.
Hindi na kami naka-Google Meet. So.
Yes.
I know, guess. Right? So, let's see if there's like big differences when it comes to the post-production of this episode. So, yun.
Right.
So, anyway. So, obviously, this episode will be about the concert. So,
yay!
As in, like, fresh pa.
How about fresh pa? So, just like what we did, I think, with the last concert, which is back in 2019. Na tayo tatlo. I mean, a post-concert lockdown.
Yes.
Nasaka. Yeah, it's a Nasaka one. Because I think the KPM 2, hindi naman right after yung recording
natin.
No,
right.
Yep. Yeah. So, that's correct.
So,
yeah. So, I think, yeah, without further ado, dahil anong oras na ng umaga?
Anong oras na ng umaga? Pero, guys, naka-wine pa rin.
Of course.
Nagre-recording.
Like, yeah, of course, there's first solo con after what? How many
like, years?
Yeah. 5 years?
Yeah.
Here in Manila. So, of course, calls for a round or more rounds of wine. So, before we go to the songs or the actual performances, let's go first to the, you know, production elements. Thankfully, dinala nila yung live band.
Yay!
I love it.
Is this the same live band? Is it a four-piece live band do sa initial, like during their online concert before?
Ang hindi natin alam if it's like
if it's the same one.
People. Because I remember they did that. They were still in YG.
Oh, yeah. That's
And the band that they had back then, yun din yung nagpa-play in a band for Winner, for the concert of Winner.
Mm.
So I don't know if this is the same band. Maybe we should check the Instagram. Kasi alam ko naka-follow ako dun sa band na yun. Malay natin. Sige. We'll see.
And I think I saw sa feed ko na parang I think may in-upload yung keyboardist or something.
Oh.
So, yeah. I guess we can fact check siguro if it's the same. So, yeah. Any comments about the band? So,
in fairness, iba talaga yung sound ni Icon kapag
live band.
Compared to like, you know, just the recording of the melody of their songs.
Yeah.
I liked it. I like that element. Parang it makes the concert more alive, I guess.
Yeah.
Yun yung takeaway ko.
Ang no-notice ko lang din, sa umpisa parang, woo, live band. At some point, kaya na nakalimutan ko sila kasi sobrang ingay na ng background. So, yun. Pero yeah, super refreshing nga to have the live band din nga with us.
I like their participation in the men.
Yeah,
because the drums started playing every time the fans wanted one of the members to do Dongyok's dance. The other guys did it.
Yeah, merong synergy talaga. First mentioned by Bobby.
Yeah. So it adds another parang variable in interaction. Interactiveness to the whole.
Parang nagmukha siyang parang night show. Parang late talk show.
Alam mo,
parang may live band sa gilid na taga or something.
Exactly.
Sorry, update. So apparently it's the same band as that of, you know, their online concert.
Okay,
yeah. Okay. Nice.
Because nag-post sa Instagram yung guitarist ng band, which is the A354 band.
Mm.
So nandito sila sa Pilipinas with Icon.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay, and then from the band, so we talk about yung production itself.
Mm-hmm.
Ano notice ko lang do, parang wala tayong confetti sa dulo.
Wala.
Oh, okay. What I'm saying, not confetti, like paper flowers as yeah. per Korean uh-oh. Term.
Correct.
Alam mo yun. Meron tayo ng KPM too eh. Kaya ako parang, okay. diba? No,
actually, yung sagana tayo ng KPM.
Parang sagana, oh, nga, sagana sa paper flowers noong mga panahon na yun. So, may na-notice ba kayo about yung mga gimmicks or for example yung background, how it's all laid out.
May palusis sila. I don't know kung na-notice nyo yun. Merong effects na parang oh. loosies.
What do you mean? Yeah.
Wala ba ganun dati?
Parang wala. Parang usually it's apoy. Fire.
Oh, more of apoy. Oh.
Tsaka smoke machine. Pero this time, may palusis sila.
Oo nga. Oh, ano. More of
yun na lang daw kapalit nung paper flowers. Pero,
correct.
Paper flowers is like closer. The best finale. Yung mga ganun.
Correct.
Diba?
So, next time, paper flowers.
We advise. Icon, oh if you're listening
super
to this podcast.
Super fast yun ako during Eurochat-chat, diba? May paper flowers. That likes
elevates. That would be like the perfect ending.
That would elevate the stage. Trust it to Yun Yong to like put paper flowers.
Oh nga, no. Wala nga.
During his performance. Parang bagay siya.
Na-deprive yung so. Iconics yeah. ng pagpulot ng confetti.
Oh, I know. Wala oh, nga. Diba? Wala additional souvenir. Okay. As we all know, Jinan is currently serving his military service term. Sadly, naabutan yung Manila round. As we all well know, si Jinan ang adaptive son. Prince daw siya ng Pilipinas.
Wangja pala siya ng Pilipinas.
Yeah,
sorry na.
I was not informed. Of course, we expect talaga na from the previous recent stops na wala rin si Jinan na they still flash his parts singing for the songs. Pero ang hindi ko in-expect, yung nga yung may mga random picture cues ni Jenna sa gilid.
Correct.
Hindi ko rin maintindihan. Kung anong gusto nilang gawin dun sa mga pictures na yun. I don't know. I didn't like it.
Why?
Okay, go.
I didn't like it. Kasi weird eh. It's weird. Pero I think, like, I understand why they would be using his vocals still and also showing yung mga performances ng previous live. Yeah. Ang galing lang kasi ang hirap kaya gawin nun. May live band ka.
Exactly.
Tapos, you also sing live. Tapos at the same time, you have a recording or a VCR of a member that is not here.
Oh nga, no?
Oh, nga,
no. How does that work?
How do you do that?
Yeah.
I guess, kailangan sobrang sync kayong lahat.
Yeah.
This is very good sound mixer.
Kudos to the sound.
Oh, and I didn't realize
the complication of that.
Yeah, diba? So, pero ayoko talaga yung mga pictures.
So, umpisa, parang it kind of served its parang comedic. For me, comedic kasi panibasa. Tingin ko kasi, I'm sure, I don't know, no disrespect ha. Pero, I'm sure, of course, those who were gotten na Jinan all of a sudden is been called to the military and of course, sucks talaga that he's not here.
Yeah.
Pero at first, parang, oh my God, why are we putting, tapos at some point, alam mo yung, hindi na ba talaga siya babalik? Kasi talagang, kasi parang may send-off na nangyari. Kaya, parang at first, it was fine. Pero nung paulit-ulit na, doon ako na,
ano gusto ninyong gawin talaga? How do you want us to feel? Kasi, hindi ko alam parang what to feel about it.
Correct.
Ay, very appropriate siya nung meant ni Bobby tsaka ni Chanwoo nung dinidiss nga ni Bobby si Jinan. Tapos may picture ni Jinan sa gilid. That one, I understand.
Yeah.
Kind of odd at some point.
They could have like mentioned Jinan without showing his picture.
Oh, no,
necessary.
Or like choose
the videos for the songs. Yes. I think necessary siya. Like, okay, sure.
Correct.
Pero, yung picture talaga. Hindi ko nagagets kung ano bang gusto niyong ma-feel namin. Are we supposed to laugh? Or
I think it's more of that at some point. I don't know kung ano yung gusto bang ma-evoke na emotion.
Right.
Kaya siguro kaya for me kind of odd at some point. But of course, we miss you, Jinan. Come back. Kasi na pagbubumalik ka, may isa na namang alis. So parang,
alam mo, Icon, mag-enlist na kayo ng sabay-sabay para isang sakita na lang. Diba? Or parang, like, hiatus, 2 years.
Ganun,
diba? Yeah.
Exactly.
So, kakita tayo ng tweets sa San Twitter na if ang susundin nila is by age, and sasagarin talaga nila. So yeah, like, Chanu will be discharged 2028 pa mga...
Oh my gosh!
2020
and he's not even the last, okay, right?
So, I mean... Yes, assuming
they go
the
by
last
order.
Oh, by order. Ah, okay.
Tapos siya yung last na papasok. 2028.
Oh my God.
Kumukompleto ulit ang icon. So, I'd rather that they enlist now, all of them.
All of them.
So, sabay-sabay na lang sila than for us to wait up to 2028 to see them as six.
I know,
yes,
right? Of course, may flip side din. May silver lining in terms of zero opportunities, solo projects, ganyan-ganyan.
Solo, yeah.
But of course, group, ano, diba? Group activities, diba?
And like, icon concert! I mean...
Yeah! And what they mentioned a couple of times earlier, na we'll be back as six. So, ko parang...
Kaya if you're not going exactly
well, then yeah, when will you be like, back as
exactly,
six,
right? Exactly.
Mga 2028 na talaga.
Yeah. Unless may uwang kayong...
Guys, ang hirap nun kasi imagine niyo ang next na papasok is si Yunyoung
and Bobby.
So, ang maiiwan si Junis, si Dongyok, at si Chanu.
Correct. Rapping diba? For
Jinan. Baka magpakamatay si Jinan.
And at the same time, si Chanu na reluctant pa yung solo.
The diba? Reluctant parang, rapper Chanu.
Ako, remind me to comment on that. When I have like more rounds of wine. My body.
So, yon. So, for me, pumasok na lang kayo ng sabay-sabay. I think that will work well with, also with the age bracket of the fans.
Mm.
Para hindi masyado matagal. Ang tagal ng 2028, less.
Yeah.
So, ano, ilang taon na tayo by that? Ngayon ko lang na-realize.
Oh my gosh, iniisip ko pa nga lang, parang kaya pa ba nating mag-D-Day, rhythm to, gano'n?
Oh my gosh. Good question.
Oh my God.
Parang ngayon pa lang yung katawan ko, girl.
Kahit sila, like, icon themselves. Kaya pa ba?
Well,
sa 2028?
Kaya na ba?
Or sigurado na kayo? Sigurado na kayo? 2028 pa yung bali ka na.
Correct.
Yeah. Hope to see you soon. Kasi talaga, we really felt talaga his absence.
Yes.
Then, right.
Agree.
Kanina.
Yeah.
And to be fair din siguro, I guess kaya natin nararamdaman yung absence niya.
Mm.
Because the enlistment was so sudden to the point
that's
na
true.
They're already doing the tour.
Yeah.
So parang
yeah,
it's too late.
Very little
to,
time
like,
to adjust.
Assign who will sing.
Correct.
The parts of Jinan.
Yeah.
So, ang hirap din.
And of course, Iconics always.
Oh my gosh.
Show up.
Shall we say
and,
that
and
overdue
yes
na naman ba natin yung ating mga sarili this? Daming fan projects, guys, ha?
Exactly. All throughout the set of the concert, meron.
Yeah,
something.
So like may mga highlights during the solo stages.
Yes.
Correct. Multiple group fan projects. The banners, the... black cards
of the message.
Tapos like the lights
and the video, the VCR.
And the VCR.
Yeah, super ganda.
Na merong naiyak.
Like, na may kuya na naiyak. I think very sensitive shit today.
In denial.
Correct.
In denial pa.
Yeah.
Mamaya malalaman natin kung sino.
So yeah, so good job again as usual to the Icon fan clubs.
Yes.
I think there's a fan union, right?
Para yeah, there's
to,
a fan
union. Yeah,
really,
they did.
Then there's like
really
the icon.
Yeah, so I think there's a fan union to converge and make sure lang na walang duplication, mga ganyan, and
right,
make sure that the resources are well utilized or maximized.
Even outside of the concert, in the venue, the fan giveaways, all the events that happened in Fan Zone. So there was a lot that the Iconics can do.
Oh, even sa linya natin kanina, diba? When we were lining up.
Like
somebody is distributing
photo cards.
So, yeah.
There's
it's
so
really
many things.
The usual fan experience.
Yes.
I think ano lang kasi, for example, given kasi nga the layout of events.
Right.
Everyone has to like stop by 2 p.m.
2 p.m. Correct.
To attend the soundcheck, yung mga
ganun,
concert stuff. So,
correct,
given that, kinda maliit din, to be honest, yung oras for...
Yeah.
And madaling, actually, 6 o'clock on Saturday is pretty early,
mm-hmm,
in a way.
Yeah.
So, pero I guess we know now why, kasi they just flew out. Replying out na agad. So, okay, gets na namin kung bakit.
Correct.
Kung bakit kailangan mangyari nitong schedule na to.
Cutting it close, ha? Okay. So, yes, good job to all Iconics who made this happen and ensured na everyone had a super extra experience talaga.
Correct.
Of being a fan of Icons.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now, we go on. The highlights na. Yung mga performances.
I'm excited.
Oh my God. Ito na. I kind of shift from my current sitting position and parang talaga may naunat talaga na mask.
So, which one?
Well, nga. Oh, well, yeah.
Because there are plenty,
but
probably.
My heart now.
Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, we fulfilled, I guess, Dong Hyuk's wish in the VCR, diba? Sabi niya, if our throats are
our legs are numb.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It happened.
Mission accomplished.
Thank you for that. No regrets.
Dapat sila din.
I know.
Fair.
I know, right? We first go to the solo stages. So, as what most of you know nga, so there has been a little shuffling kasi nga wala na yung solo stage ni Jenna.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, may mga group songs actually na nag-iba. At has nag-iba din yung mga solo stages.
Yeah.
So, the first one is Dong Hyuk. Taba?
Yes.
Yeah. Kiss Me.
Kiss Me.
Siyempre, nakatingin lang ako kay Pao.
As the resident.
Kasi during that time, parang sumasayaw-sayaw lang ako. Tapos, tuwing na ako kay Pao, parang very fixated talaga.
Because!
alam ko na she's in the moment, she's living in it.
Oo. It needs to be a core memory.
So, what about it? Yeah.
Dong Hyuk, nakakainis ha. Walang wet Dong Hyuk. Or walang water involved.
I know, wala silang mga pag-ano.
I know. I mean, that would have been so perfect. Or, sobrang perfect song. Correct. Perfect choreo. Kulang na lang talaga is tubig.
Like, I would... Dahil ba Christian boy siya?
Kung Christian boy siya, bakit siya may kantang Kiss Me?
Okay, correct.
Actually, okay naman. Core memory talaga. And gusto ko yung may dala-dala pa siyang mic stand. I was waiting for like, sige pa, igiling mo pa dun sa mic stand.
Diba? Well, parang kung the mic stand is pregnant
mo. I know.
Walang ganon masyado. May pagka-PG-13.
Parang hindi ko alam kung ano ba ito, maingat ba ito kasi may mga bata.
Yung ba? Kaya.
Oo, pero...
Hey, we had K-pop acts before. Was that GD? Or yung may kama?
GD, yeah.
It was GD, right?
Oh, but like, I mean, he almost went to jail for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he kind of told the line.
Yeah, yeah.
At least for K-pop, tayo, I think we'll be like, wow!
I think we're fine.
We'll be so excited.
But in Korea, during that time.
We're not asking much. We're
just simply asking for like a mini pool with, you know, with water and, you know, dance.
Hindi kailangan super drenched.
Meron yun eh, yung sa ibang concert, nasa loob siya ng isang box, tapos nandun lang yung tubig.
Oh my gosh, Aquarium.
Okay. Yung mga David
Shower. Shower. And then kailangan nakaputi. So, you know, I mean, we're trying to suggest good production here.
Just
so,
throwing off ideas.
Yeah. Pero, yeah, I like it. In the zone ako kanina. Medyo na-shock din ako na hindi ako prepared na siya yung una.
Okay. So, yung next ating performer is si June.
Bakit yun natatawa? Pili din.
Well, technically, it's 1.5 kasi sharing stage sila ni Bobby. So, yeah, I mean,
para siyang ano, si June, yung stage niya, para siyang high school band.
Oh, na nagpa-perform ng ano. Yeah.
Siya yung vocalista na nagigitara.
Actually, tapos, yung outfit niya, parang, di ba, super baggy clothes. So, I did get
open,
that.
Open the polo shirt.
Yes, I did
polo.
Get that. Oh, 90s vibe.
Diba?
90s boy.
Tapos yung kulay pa ng gitara niya, parang, ito yung mga binibiling gitara, yung uso nun, na medyo tricolor, ganyan.
Oh my gosh. This is like, a super dated reference. And I don't know if I can get it right, actually. Pero yung vibe niya, yung tipong, yung nagdadala nung, what do you call the booklet na may mga song hits? Or, but there's like an iconic one, diba? Yung super thick.
Uh-oh. Oh, my gosh. Super thick one?
Ano yung brand yun? Basta.
Ah, you know. If you're, it's a songbook.
It's a songbook, right? Yeah. Na may chords. He had that
time. Yes, the same vibe as an inanimate object.
No. Someone who would bring that. Like in the 90s, who had his own band. That's
right. Si Juni yung ano, yung nangangarap maging vocalista.
Who carries it with him.
Thick like a songbook.
Perform like a song.
You know what? I was thinking nung sinasabi mo yun, naisip ko nga na yung mga kabanda ni June, parang pinilit lang niya na parang, sige na, pumunta ng banda. Ako yung mag-gigitar tsaka vocalist, ganyan. So parang reluctant yung mga kabanda niya. But eventually, like, it worked.
It worked. Yeah, it worked out.
Of course, it
tapos
worked.
Tapos they got the girls. So, sige, tuloy na.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I was making a whole story. Like, you know, pang high school, diba? Like, yun nga, the always lead guy. Siyempre, of course, all the high school girls are
exactly.
over him.
Exactly.
Kaya, yun.
So, yeah. Oh my gosh, this is so weird and maybe a little too personal. Pero no high school ako, we had like a program for some reason. Tapos there was this one guy, he didn't even get people to join his band kasi mag-isa lang siya with a guitar. I mean, batchmate naman siya, I forget his name. Tapos he sang Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So mag-isa lang siya. But like, I'm from the province, so like, it was important to me that someone else knew that song other than me. I had the CD and like he was brave enough to perform.
Yeah.
Medyo naalala ko yun.
So, ayan.
Anyway.
Nagkaroon pa na ng nostalgia trip si Dave.
Fake prompt na
ito. Was performing.
Somebody's gonna be in her next book.
Yeah. Pero he performed yun na Want You Back from the latest album.
Right.
Yeah, yes. Great then to, you know, hear it live.
Which is nasa top three songs ni Dane.
Ako lang ba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like one of you also.
Huwag mo kaming pagbintangan.
Yes, muntik na.
It was slow. Muntik na.
Correct.
Hindi kami kasali.
Almost got you.
I was toying between that and Tantara, I think.
Yes, correct.
For the third place. And then...
yung, and then next.
The next song, ito na, our favorite. Well, I'm slightly being sarcastic. No, I mean, I'm sarcastic in the sense that for me, there are nicer, better June Bob songs that I would prefer to hear. It's more of that.
It's raining.
Like, no shade to the song.
Yeah.
And of course, they performed well.
Yeah.
But I would have
preferred... It's never been our favorite.
Yeah.
Even on the record, I mean, to say that. Yeah. It's a preference thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's also an acquired taste. Like some people would really like it.
Yeah, I mean, like, there are people in our section who really like our fans. So I mean, at least I get that vibe.
Yeah.
Pero hindi kami yung market ng song na yun.
I would have preferred Raining, to be honest.
Yeah. Yes, actually.
Technically, kasi it's in Bobby's album.
Yes.
I have a feeling na Bobby then is, it's in my album. It's not really an icon song.
Okay.
Pero all the more naman yung song na yun din talaga. It's a YouTube, it's a special video.
I know.
But anyway, that's just me. That's just
me. But one thing I liked about that bit, actually, parang hindi din super na-fulfill. But when Bobby was rapping, so June was playing the guitar, may parts na he was really smiling. I don't know.
Si
like, tapos, I was hoping na the...
Itigan niya talaga si June.
I was hoping na the screen would focus on him. Pero of course, because Bobby was the one rapping. So sa kanya, naka-focus. But you could tell, he was really in his element. So, bigay na natin sa kanya.
Of course.
He likes it.
You can tell naman na yung mga style na gusto.
Right.
The vibe na gusto niya.
So yeah, I guess it shows. Yeah.
I bet he loves having a live band now. So I bet.
I know.
I can, diba? I can just imagine during their rehearsals na nakiki-jam siya with them. Like, I bet he likes that.
So, yeah. Haba ng party. Ano ba yan? We go to another, baka equally long part.
Another yeah. acquired taste.
No, wag ba? Duro pa siya. Acquired taste. Siya acquired taste. This okay. one, universal.
Oo, para universal mo siya whether you like
okay,
it.
Okay, akala ko yung isa.
Later pa yun, yung ending natin. So, next one, of course, transitioning to Bobby Solo.
Oh my gosh.
Solo since last year. Yes. Again, no offense meant, pero my God, who thought of the original set list not having a Bobby?
Without a Bobby, I know.
A Bobby Solo performance. Yeah. Ito na lumalabas yung pagka-hurt, porket ba hindi tayo Korea at Japan who have their own solo concerts of Bobby.
Mm.
So they can do away from not having a Bobby solo performance in an icon concert. Ay nako, ay nako.
I know. 1-4-3, ah. Ayusin nyo yan.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Come on. Or at least just one Southeast Asia stop for Bobby. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Diba? I think winning out the fly out.
Oh gosh.
The stars,
oh,
yeah. Honestly, yeah. Let's see. Oh,
pero yeah. Like, willing din like, ako.
Give a Singapore stop or something. Yeah. Diba? For Bobby.
Correct.
Or kahit Taiwan. Like, I would totally.
I was just not sure, you know. Kung baga, if one would be Swary, for example, going to just choose one Southeast Asia stop
yeah.
to corral all the SEA.
To drive
beats.
Everyone there. Correct.
The regional people.
Like, correct. 1-4-3, bring Bobby to Manila, like solo concert. Oh my God.
I know. Oh my gosh. I mean, yeah. Agree.
Ay, maraming fanboys na dadating, for sure.
Yes.
Yung mga, ano, papakita dyan.
Correct.
And oh my God, so he performed Heartbroken Playboy.
Oh my God.
Which I think we mentioned during Bobby's album review.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
album
right.
Review
yes.
For this song.
A standout
parang
track.
Tsaka parang tipo, this track would like play so well in a concert
live.
Setting.
Correct.
So, like,
it just lends itself
go.
To that.
Uh-oh.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. So, punta tayo sa Bobby muna. Any thoughts?
No, kung yung kay Dongyuk in the zone ako, eto talagang, I, oh my God. I don't even remember my name. Ganong level. Kasi, grabe, iba yung energy ni Sir. Ayan, tinawag ko na naman
sir,
siyang Sir, diba? Pero, iba yung energy niya when he performs solo
yes.
versus when he performs with Icon. And doon ko nakita yung, okay, medyo may pagka-playfulness na siya. Hindi na siya masyadong careful.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi I think yeah. sa umpisa parang ano pa siya eh, naninimbang ng konti.
Mm,
pero oh. yun nga, nung lumayas na si Junay sa stage with his guitar, naku po, diba? So, I liked it. A like is not even a good way to describe it. It's so alluring. And, oh, alluring. Big word. Kasi, hindi ko ba describe eh. Basta, guys, ang masasabi ko lang, nabuo ko yung fan cam nun. Pero I think parang, hindi ko lang nakabukas ba yung bibig ko all throughout. Parang, was I don't know. Hindi ko alam. Bobby, may asawa ka na. Tama na. Please. So, let's not do this. Yeah. I like how he owned the stage.
Ang
likot siya and all. And, yeah, ang likot niya eh. Ang likot niya kaya. Oo.
Dude, like, I loved it so much.
I know.
As in, I didn't know anything about the set list kasi I assumed talaga na he would have a solo.
Yeah.
Because like, every other concert, wait, yeah. I think
yeah,
every other
did.
Concert
yeah.
we've gone to, like,
yeah.
he had.
Actually,
so technically, expected ko na na he'll rock. But dude, as in, I don't know. I don't know what it was. I was
iba,
blown
diba?
Away. Like,
I mean,
I don't know.
I also
na-miss
like,
ko siguro.
I also like the 11-11 solo performance of Bobby
oh,
which
yeah.
is Ende. Pero ito, iba. Iba yung feels.
Yeah.
I think it's really the song, no? I
yes.
think, parang for me,
medyo rebellious din kasi
parang,
yung song.
Parang strong song na rebellious pero playful.
Exactly.
Playful
yeah.
yung song.
So,
yeah.
the mix of all of that. Observation ko lang. Leading up to that performance, si Bobby in general parang going through the motions.
Yeah.
Yung the usual,
honestly,
ano.
Yeah.
But during,
right.
he turned it up.
Para I think nung nag-solo stage siya, doon ko na talaga parang, okay, ito na.
Ito na. He's unleashed.
He's going, ano na. Parang elevating beast. It na talaga.
Uh-oh.
Kaya, ayun.
Right,
so,
right.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure if also that's where the members also mentioned Garden,
yeah,
about yeah. Being, like, really,
screaming.
Like, scream singing.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Words.
So, I'm not sure kung that is new or
yes.
What. Pero I guess like they're just pointing out to the fact that he really enjoyed this.
I know.
So, yeah.
We enjoyed it too, Bobby.
Yeah, I know. That's why you have to do solo con.
Yes.
I know.
Bobby, kahit sa
you are wrong.
Kahit sa PICC pa yan, kahit ayoko yung acoustics ng PICC, I mean, I will totally like go for
pero,
it.
So, parang, before I die, isang live lang ng Your Soul, Your Body.
Oh, my! Or Surf. We haven't seen
dynamic
yet. Yeah, Surf.
Wala tayong, have we seen a Bob Dong?
Never.
Sorry, we weren't there. Surf. I mean, we
surf,
haven't
seen. Yeah.
Hindi yun yung Japan con na napuntahan natin. So,
yeah.
We have been deprived of yeah. Bob Dong. All this.
And dami pang yeah. Love and Fall songs na parang ako, please.
Yeah.
I
once
know, right?
Live.
Yeah, while we're still alive.
Yeah. Honestly, like a small club, go.
Yeah.
Pero you
yeah,
have to be a big
fire
stage.
Hazard kasi.
Oo, correct.
Pero if people know na you'll be performing like a full, ano,
I know.
Set list in a club.
Yeah.
May club
yeah.
Bang kasing laki ng Araneta?
Yes, please. Oh my God, more. And then, yeah, so he mentioned that, you know, he'll give us new songs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Four songs ba?
Yeah, in October.
In October.
So great. So, so looking forward to that.
Yes.
Kaya,
super.
Yeah. Ito na!
Ito na, ito na, ito na.
Habang nasa high tayo ng Heartbroken Playboy, you have to go like a full 180.
180
indeed.
Di pa natatapos yung afterglow ko from Heartbroken Playboy. Now we have Yun Young's Yuna Cha Cha.
You know,
kasi
alam
like,
na
it
natin
fits the
eh.
Genre.
We already
I mean,
know that
he
will perform it.
Yeah, oh. I think if you guys like listen to our podcast episode nga reviewing the album and you know, we mentioned nga din nga our thoughts about the song.
Yes.
He really killed it talaga.
He did.
So parang nag-iba rin yung vibe all of a sudden then.
Oh.
So everyone's so into it.
Right.
Yes.
Then, yeah, may fan project din yun.
May pom-poms, may balloons.
And all
yeah.
So festive in a different sense compared
yes.
To how Bob Dylan played it out.
Uh-oh.
So maganda din, may ibang break siya.
Yes.
Na I think naman din okay din given yung flow nung song mm. Selection nila.
Mm.
Yeah, so, a good yeah. Change of pace. Yeah.
Nakakatuwa kasi siya. Like for example, I think na-mention natin to kanina when we were like talking over
yeah.
Dinner na ang weird kasi nung transition.
Mm.
Uh-oh,
like coming from may binigyan mo ako ng Bobby na playful, tas at the same time, medyo parang ang ganda, yung, maganda yung stage niya. Tas bibigyan mo ako ng Yun Young na trot. Parang, how to transition from one point to another.
Parang na-realize ko nga, no, yung flow ng solo songs nila, kaya na may distinct din talaga na
yeah.
Brand and you know, style.
Yes.
So yeah, I don't know how then, for example, if we're not going to put him at the end, diba? How
yeah.
Would you lay it out? So actually, okay naman din nga yung transitions mm-hmm. All in all in hindsight.
And, yeah.
And of course, it's always a good opportunity
right.
To showcase
yes.
All the talents. And Chanu, next time.
Bekeneman.
You promise.
Bekeneman.
Sisingilin natin si Chanu ng Born Hater sa susunod.
Yeah,
correct.
I know, right?
Like
and more. Kaya na nataga na yun sa bato. Yeah. And then, we forgot to talk about this kanina. Pero, okay din coming from Yun Young's performance. Yung parang yung general styling din ng mga members.
Yes.
Like, any
uh-oh.
Thoughts then about that? Ang gusto ko yung kay Yun Young kasi very icon din ng Anya. Like, sparkly red.
Yeah.
Parang,
but he mo, made it his own. Eh.
I know.
But,
yeah, agree.
Tapos may shades mo? Pa siya. Tapos, was his hair curlier?
Yeah.
Parang, actually, like, everyone's, except for Bobby.
Well, si Bobby like, walis yung buhok niya.
As straight as the equator.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's like,
pero maganda yung pagkaka-style kay Bobby. Like, yung
actually,
parang semi-braids.
Yes,
ng on,
and then like the, how do you say?
The
yeah,
half
the
bun.
The half bun, yeah. He always,
is that how
he
is
good at the half bun. A man bun.
Katulad nun, for example, ayoko kasing i-mention si June kasi may isang tao dito. Kikiligin. Tapos, What? She'll tease me like forever. Ne, pero yun nga si Junie. I guess I'm coming from the fact nga kasi na hindi ganito yung itsura niya before eh.
Grabe ka naman.
I mean, okay lang naman yung itsura niya. Mukhang sangga, no? Ganun. Pero, mukhang hindi naliligo, oh, diba?
Did you ever mention that in this podcast?
No, this is the first time.
I didn't know that that was a private joke, but...
Pero, the fatigue and alcohol.
And the alcohol.
Masakit na po yung katawan namin. Dude, pero, andito pa rin kami.
Tayo.
Hindi na talaga kaya. Hindi na best side ng birthday nung 2018. Pero parang, yung katawan ko, parang iba. Aging na talaga.
Hindi na po kami
aging
bata.
Na po. Aging.
Hindi, pero yun, si Junie, in fairness, striking, oo. Yung pagkakasaya sa kanya, bagay sa kanya.
Yeah. Actor na kasi nga actor daw siya.
Medyo pumipreppy boy. Ganyan.
Diba?
Pumipreppy boy si kuya.
He looked good.
Kinikilig si Dave.
After Fujune.
Parang alos that sa talaga parang mabanks. Except for Bobby kasi iba yung
yeah, iba yung style.
Pero, ano, and you know me and you know guys with banks. Kaya talagang, oh, I die for it. Yeah.
Actually, to that point, yung pagkaka-style din sa kanila, usually, di ba, naka-layer sila.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos eventually, nainitan sila sa tanggalin nila.
Oo.
Di ba? So, mga naka-t-shirt. May isa silang set na naka-white shirt lang sila.
Yes. Tapos parang nipis.
Tapos ang nipis ha.
Give me more.
And then it's just soaked na because obviously they're sweaty. Yeah.
So,
I noticed that too. I'm like, yeah.
I don't know. Except for the first outfits nila. The take-off. May pag-space. Whatever. But that was short eh. Like 2-3 songs lang. And then the rest are more very casual, layered. Slowly stripping it off.
Yeah.
I think there were times the usual
hanging half jacket. One,
Especially
si Bobby.
So yeah, good job to the stylist.
I'm always amazed. I mean, we've seen them several times that they're able to do Shino Shijak, Rhythm Da, now Tantara na din in dress shoes. Because diba, in the beginning, they always wear like medyo the like sparkly suits, and they only change into sneakers like
halfway.
So I'm always amazed that they can really dance hard on those dress shoes. So,
baka naman memory foam yung dress shoes.
We discussed the solo stages, we discussed the fan projects, and all other elements. So, we'll go to the favorite moments na talaga nung entire concert.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go first. Apart from like the big one, I think pare-pareho naman tayo ng isang fave moment. Or his fave song.
Okay. Maybe I can go then. I'm happy, and I'm looking at Pao as I say this, that they played Freedom twice.
I mean, I don't have an aversion of Freedom. I just know that Dane is happy with Freedom because of Junie.
Yeah, it's his song. And it's a great closer, kunyari. Kasi laging may after naman. But that was really good.
Mm-mm.
But I hope they never remove it from their set
list.
Wow, that's asking a lot. But yeah, I don't think they will. So always,
feeling ko talaga merong like may hidden agenda sila every time that they will put Freedom in the set list.
What do you mean?
Because Freedom is Freedom.
Feeling ko every time they perform it in any event or whatever.
Yeah.
Palagi may ibang meaning to them.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Uh-oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Freedom
me
from
too.
Blank at that point.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Alam mo yun?
Interesting.
Ewan ko, parang feeling ko palagi may yun nga, kaya they love it so much and then they can relate kasi nag-iiba yung meaning of the song to them every time they perform it. Yeah. I'm appropriating lang.
You know what? I think so too.
Yeah. Kasi every time they perform it, alam mo parang may pinanggagalingan.
May laman.
May hugot.
Yeah.
Whatever so, it is. But yeah.
Agree.
And it's such an anthem type of song. Parang a youth anthem.
Kasi hindi ba na tayong anthem.
Oh my God. Don't remind me. Oh my gosh. The songs we lost. In this set list.
I know.
Better nga din to talk about the set list in general before we go to the fame. Kasi I want to make a point din nga na yun, yung mga unconventional choices like why.
Yes.
Walang but you.
Yeah. Walang but you. Wala tayong sa Dive album.
Parang
wala ni Isa. Wala ni Isa. And then
nga no.
Yeah. Did we ever see Flower performed live?
No.
Yeah.
We have never.
After na talaga.
Yeah.
So, may mga unconventional choices. Of course, very welcome. Like, for example, Goodbye Road. It's like, I haven't heard about this. But yeah, that's as you mentioned, Dean, the songs we lost. I guess we have to.
I mean, long time no see. They already said it in the beginning. Wait for
yung
me.
Yung mga fan like, love songs, ano.
Diba?
Ano.
Yung mga songs written for the Team B fans pa nga lang.
Yeah. When they release.
Yung pang ano na lang nila, pang clue into it, pina-acapella tayo ng My Type.
My Type.
I'm so hurt.
I know.
My Type. Like, that's how they started.
Oh,
like,
and good job, Iconics, ha?
I know. Fair enough.
Even with Apology, I know, like, Apology really stuck to a lot of people.
Yeah, right. Pero, yeah.
I was under the assumption na, you know, like, for this particular concert that more than half are kind of bago.
Younger.
Or like newer. Post-love scenario people.
But,
so I was pleasantly surprised on how familiar they are with Apology. So good job, guys.
I know.
Kanta din ni Juni yun.
I know, to be fair.
Pero good, ano naman, like for example, yung may At East.
Yeah, at East. I like the fact that they included that.
Yeah, so happy to hear it.
Yeah.
Pero nagtatampo pa rin ako walang dragon.
Yeah, walang dragon. And then, yeah, people in our section din, parang walang rom-pom-pom, which is from the latest album din. Pero I think, like, halos at kasi ng latest album they performed.
Yes.
I guess, kailangan ng give or take on that end. Pleasantly, you know, trifecta is still there.
At least. Correct.
So, but no jerk.
Yeah.
Probably never.
Oh, you know what? I was so surprised.
Yeah, we had our time.
I was so surprised they actually played Wet To.
I like that one too. That one.
Did they perform it in 2018?
They performed it in the online concert.
Okay.
The first online concert.
I think in 2018 then.
Even in 11. Okay. So,
I think so.
I think so. I like that one.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber, for sure. For sure.
Not Wetto. Okay. But yeah, super fun talaga ng Wetto. No?
I like that.
So it's a good thing that it's still there, to be honest.
Yes.
Because it's one of the, you know, roughly
like a very close jump up and down.
So not bad. So yeah. Then yun, you have your staples.
Love scenario.
But I mean, rubber band.
Yeah, rubber
cocktail.
Band.
Yeah, when
beautiful.
Or best friend.
Best friend.
Sino ang best friend ng ano? Ay.
Ay.
Oh, kasi ang best friend ng PH Iconics si Hanbin, di ba? Ay, hindi si Jinan.
Jinan, the prince.
Napatigil ako yun.
I think we should have an episode para proper burial for it. I don't want to burn them. Parang ano.
Moving,
na,
I know. So yun, songs na.
As you well know, they have a lot of good B-sides. So,
sobra.
In fairness, we got to hear naman a lot of the B-sides then this time.
Yes,
so,
the new B-sides.
They have to make a selection. But I mean, you can have like, you know, for our concert.
Yeah. Wala rin yung ano, yung lotion.
Yo, oh my god.
Lotion.
Also Junae's song. I mean, you can't deny. Only you.
The
lotion song.
The lotion ocean.
This is the alcohol talking.
Yeah, icon song. Kasi Love Scenario is so big. So parang
Oh, like everyone knows Love Scenario.
But I feel like
yeah, you're proposing that they remove that, right?
No, or like, just sana magkaroon sila ng concert na puro B-sides lang.
Pero
with that, kasi, if that will happen, like, wala yung trifecta. Wala kang Shino Shijak, wala kang Rhythm Town.
Pero may cocktail.
May rubber band.
Rubber band.
Actually, hindi nga B-side ang rubber band eh, because they performed
they
it in
it,
music shows.
Technically, yeah. They did.
So, hindi ko naiintindihan bakit walang rubber band. This is us, like, liking cocktail and rubber band.
Yeah, sorry. Cocktail and rubber band apologist. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's a happy problem. I know, right? When your favorite group just has too many
good songs.
Good songs. Yes.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah, tama. I'm a rubber band apologist.
Ako din.
Rubber band did nothing wrong.
And also jerk. Big jerk apologist. Also June song. Just want to say.
Hindi, June apologist kasi itong sabihin.
So we go back nga to our favorite moments. So,
yeah.
Isa lang naman yung fave moment ko, which is like, that's our PH anthem.
Yes.
So,
yun na yung love song anthem. Talaga ng PH Iconics yun.
Yes.
So, yun for me talaga yung pinaka-highlight.
Like, PH Iconics Owen birthday.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the fact that Bobby remembered or was yun reminded na, eh. Of
feeling ko alam nilang maraming nagreklamo nung KPM
feeling
too. Feeling
ko din.
Kasi ako parang where the hell is B-Day?
Yeah.
Why is B-Day not in your set list?
Yes.
Tapos kaya, oh, sige, B-Day pala.
And of course, hello, we delivered. Look at all
I know.
Grabe oh yun. Gosh. Sakit ng arms ko, guys.
Grabe. Grabe.
The hype, eh. May hype.
At this point, though, like, they have a lot of, like, upbeat songs.
Yeah.
So, I don't know then with B-Day. Or is it, like, more like, the magical 11-11?
Ako, yeah. Ako, I'm emotionally attached to it because of that.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Tsaka, in fairness, ang ganda nung fan cams, no, na, yung, like, coming from the general admission and upper box, the 2018 concert.
Yeah.
And yung effect no B-Day and also like the party level.
Yeah, yun nga eh. Kung it went beyond the song na talaga.
Yes, for sure.
Diba?
At least.
It's yung, ano,
yung dating
relationship
core memory
na talaga.
Din yun. Core memory.
May relationship ang Icon at ang PH Iconics and it's B-Day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Apart from the fact na bubuyog yun and may obsession na talaga si yun yung kay Jollibee.
Oo, eh.
Okay, diba? So kailangan na talaga, oh no, I think there was a time na there was a clip of a Jollibee kiddie party. No, it's like an adult party, pero Jollibee mascot na pinatugtog ata yung B-Day.
Really?
So, for of course, hindi naman siya sumayaw nung actual choreo. So, anyway, funny lang.
Yeah.
Funny lang yung idea. That's my favorite moment talaga. Kasi, for me, takes the cake. Siguro sa takeaways nga din.
Yeah.
Talagang when that part of the set list talaga occurred.
It was a switch. Yeah.
B-Day turns PH Iconics into a cult.
Kasi
ito yung cult song natin.
For me, like, personally.
Even the boys.
Pero tsaka ako, for me, like, as the concert goer.
Yeah.
Nag-ibang plane siya all of us.
Yes. I know.
Nung nag-hit na yung song na
exactly.
Yun.
Exactly. Oo.
As opposed to, for example, if you don't perform it at all, parang tipong iba yung
right
increase ng energy, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, may
parang nag-higher gear.
So, yeah. Good job to all of us. Other favorite movie?
All of us.
Oh, Rhythm Ta.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ang galing, I mean, like, the fan chants and the hype. Nakakaloka sila. Parang talaga ba, may B-Day. Tapos, susundan natin ng Rhythm Ta. Totoo ba to? Parang, wala bang, may ambulansya ba? Kasi, ano na to eh, alam ko na tong susunod na to eh, pagod na ako. At saka, oh my God, post na ako pagkatapos nung,
dude, yeah.
Yung unang round ng B-Day.
Oh,
grabe yun.
Alam mo, agree ako dyan. May mga nandala pa rin ng yellow cloth.
Yellow cloth.
For the fan project.
Yeah.
I also brought mine.
Yeah.
Which I thought was from the 2018 one, but apparently it's my unused KPM 2.
Yeah.
Yellow cloth, I think. Tignan ako ha, ata tayo.
Yeah.
So imagine me with both of my combats, my phone, and this yellow cloth. Parang sana apat yung kamay ko.
Multitasking, so, queen.
Tapos gagalaw pa tayo ng bonggamba. Pero oh my God, wala akong footage at all of
same.
TV. Kasi talagang in-acknowledge ko na if I try.
I just wanna live in the moment.
Yeah.
So parang tipong I won't get like decent sobrang alone
footage anyway.
So at the risk of, you know, matapon akong over the na gamit.
May lumipat.
I-absorb ko na lang.
Baka lahat ng combat ni PD na yung lumipad.
Iba naman yung hawak ko sa kanya kasi nga, I'm so scared talaga.
Actually, yung isa pang kinakatakot ko nun is baka lumipad yung phone ko.
Yeah, exactly. Yun nga
as
eh.
In, kaya pag kumukuha din ako ng snippets of videos, talagang okay, hindi ako pwedeng magwagayway ng combat. Kasi baka biglang lumipad yung telepono ko sa standing. Ganun.
Correct. I'm happy they still put Shino Shijak.
I know.
And it's always still.
It's always there.
Yeah. Asli.
Eh, syempre, ano yun? So, no icon. Only 10.
Only 10. Oh. Although, of course, not accurate anymore, probably, but...
I just realized then na, diba, yung in their VCR, I forgot who said it. Maybe Bobby or like, or Donghyuk na parang, let's continue being immature, parang gano'n.
Yeah. There was some.
So I think like Shino Shijak,
Freedom,
tsaka No,
the Tray,
Bday, Bling, yung
Rhythm
na yun, was diba? I think, of course, we're gonna mention Hanbin here because you know he played a big role in this.
Yeah.
Pero diba the concept during that time then diba was about yung how did he put it? Parang coming of age. Kaya,
right. That's why,
type.
Right.
So, naalala ko lang nga yung mention, parang tinibiging immature, parang ganyan, parang tipong, yung ganong klase.
Young, youth, wild,
youth,
and
free. Youth, wild and free. Yeah. Yung ganong vibe.
Yeah.
And I think like Shino Shijak, those songs talaga, really reminds us of that time then. Yes. During their career.
Aww,
So, yun lang. Wow, be profound. So yeah, so from the faves, we go to, you know, our ano ba, general takeaways from the concert. Bago po kami maubusan ng boses. So, na-feel ko talaga yung absence ni Jinan.
Yeah.
I thought at first, of course, I was slightly worried. Well, I wasn't even like super worried when Jinan was announced nga na going to military, in the sense, of course, parang siya, of course, you want them all six to be there.
Yeah.
Diba? Pero naisip ko, I think they, ano, kaya naman they can cover, ganyan-ganyan, with the other vocals.
Yeah.
But then, doon ko na-realize lang na in terms of formation, in terms of, ano ba, line distribution, and, you know.
Mm.
And the general
and
aura
even
lang
stage
din.
Presence.
Yeah, I was gonna say, the general aura ni Jinan.
Yeah.
Parang, okay, talagang,
malaking kawalan. Yeah.
For general takeaway, I guess, ang gwapo ni Chano.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
No. I mean, we always say that in every freaking podcast episode na ang gwapo ni Chano. Pero ang gwapo niya talaga. Yeah. Like, I can't even explain it anymore.
I mean, of course, yung nga, meron akong parang masyado siyang pabebe as regards solo.
Yung
solo.
Oo nga eh.
Kasi parang na siya ni Bobby into it, pero fine.
Yeah.
Pero he's really, what can I say, like more engaged in a way na mas madala siya nasa harap, pointing at people, acknowledging people.
Yes.
Fan service. Hindi naman sa, wala siyang ginawa before.
Mm.
I think we mentioned naman stepping din before, up, diba? Yeah, may observation tayo of him be more proactive. Ganyan. So I think yun din yung reason kung bakit Chanwoo and Bobby yung mentor. So,
oo, di ba? Siya yung step up.
Oo. To think na hindi naman fluent sa English si
Could have been Chan. Dongyuk.
Diba? I mean, could have been Dongyuk.
Like, yeah.
So,
si Chan.
Apart from, Chan. You know, such a presence, such, ano, such handsomeness. So, yung moment na kami ni Chanwoo, ina-own ko ulit.
I know.
Oo.
I saw
tantara.
That. I think we shared it with you.
Sige na nga.
Ibigay mo na
kayo. Feel ko rin nasa likod ko, parang nagtangyan rin sila. Eh.
It's our section. Let's just say it.
Yeah. It's our section.
Pero may isa magturuturoan. Kaya, ayan.
Yeah.
Ang saya. So, ikaw, Dane. Kasi, yun nga, parang feeling ko, different from us ni Pao.
Yeah.
We've seen them din kasi nung K-pop Masters 2. A year ago.
September. Almost a year.
Yeah.
So, it's slightly fresh naman din. So, parang yung level of, of course, we miss them. Pero, kumbaga, I mean, it's not as big as you, I guess, since we last saw them in 2019 pa.
Yeah.
So, parang any, ano.
Yeah. So, last time I saw them, 2019 in Osaka, and it wasn't necessarily.
Yeah.
I mean, we ended the concert, like, I ended the concert in tears. Because, yeah, it was that time in their career. So, but I wasn't expecting anything then. So, yeah, so, like, I came out, like, yeah, super happy. I also, okay, confession. I wasn't expecting anything. And I was maybe, like, almost ready to, like, be, like, a casual fan already.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, right. I mean, like, you know, so many things happened already. Like, life changed, you know what I mean? Like, life changed, things happen. And parang, it was just, yeah, like, sometimes you just outgrow things. And I thought I was in that phase na. And I said, I'm not gonna get attached na anymore.
What else?
Before the concert. But like, dude, like, I feel like I screamed more nga in this concert than in 2018.
For real?
For real, man. Like, like, yeah, like, I went all out. And I think it's also, like, it's my first concert since the start of the pandemic. It's been 3 years since I've been in, like, a stadium with so many people singing the same song. So, but I think that helped. So, it was wild. Although, I have to say, the concert was like a diesel engine. But I'm just slow start. But then it really picked up. Like, in halfway, like, all of those milestones. We said, like, Bobby solo and then B-Day, of course. But, like, I'm so tired. So fun. And yes, like, I guess I'm still attached. Grabe, but I can't escape talaga. Just than I thought.
Yeah, I mean, diba, if you remember us saying then ng K-pop Masters too, and I'm like, I'm so annoyed na in just 6 songs, it's all back. Like, how dare they? Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
There's no escaping. So, I don't know, with the same passion pa rin.
But I
agree nga din with your assessment. I thought it was just me. And about the diesel engine. It took a while for, you know, the pace to build up. Ang analysis ko kasi of that, maybe it's because I just watched them a year ago. Performing most of these songs at the time.
Right.
So, for me, of course, pumped up pa rin. Pero, dahil nga, it's kind of relatively recent. Okay lang. Parang yung mag-register sa But yeah, given nga din your assessment. So yeah, it's may slow build na siya.
Yes.
And then may mga certain breaks nga na really amped it up na. Tapos binang amped na talaga towards the end.
So, I don't know if this is accurate or just because, I mean, everything in hindsight is different, right? But it just felt like noong 2018, sustained talaga yung energy. Wala akong pahinga. Like, it was just, yeah, like you, yeah. As in, ito, mas may peaks and valleys. Like, pauses also in between. And maybe it's a sign then of, of them maturing. Tapos, 5 lang sila, so medyo nakapagod naman, guys, talaga yung ginagawa nila. So, they also need a breather. Like, they look super tired after birthday. I don't know if you noticed, but parang napaupo talaga si Bobby dun sa corner.
Ang tindi daw talaga po Marty ng PHI Chronicles.
Sorry, so parang, but it was fun.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think like their last public performance was the Yokohama one. But actually, that's already 3 days ago. Because I think that's August. Pero parang at some point, parang ko, parang, are they tired? So parang may mga ganun akong moments nung tinitingnan ko sila.
Yeah.
Or is it because just, because Jinan's not there?
hard to say.
And we all know then that Jinan is a really skilled dancer.
Really hits all, and like, a hard-working dancer, he dances.
Yeah, so, tipong, 100%. You know, everyone has to step up. And, you know,
para match.
Jarring,
correct.
Yung energy, so correct. I'm not sure where is it coming from. But I think there's something nga different. They kind of made up then for it,
In terms
of at least mga 3/4 of.
Parang na backload yung ano.
So I don't know what happened there. Or parang sa umpisa siguro parang perform. Shit, Manila, we forgot this is Manila. Parang may ganong realization.
Correct.
Ako siguro parang unpopular opinion. I really love 11/11 over this tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's unpopular.
No, I mean, I guess I'm coming from the fact na siguro may mga taong excited because it's their first concert after the pandemic.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Pero like, ewan ko ba, may iba yung spark ng 11-11.
Mm.
Oh. I really can't put my finger on it. Pero, I mean, don't get me wrong ha. This concert, one for the books pa rin naman siya. Hello, seeing Bobby perform Heartbroken Playboy is like the cup, the cherry on top. Pero hindi talaga eh. Parang there's really ano, I think 11-11 really has a special place in my heart. I guess I'm coming from that.
Yeah. I guess yeah, that's what was surprising in a way with this was like the fact that we were even able to replicate some smidgen of that magic.
Yeah, yeah.
In 2018. To think na so many things have happened. Yeah. I mean, they were 7 then.
Uh-oh.
Now they're like 5. I mean, coming back to 6 eventually, but still. I mean, I guess in a way it's its own kind of magic when you're like able to replicate something that was from like almost an entire different era or like world even, because like so many things have happened since 2018.
Yeah.
So
I think during that time din kasi talaga it's the first concert of Icon then in the Philippines in 11-11 and
yeah,
almost everything if not everything went perfectly. Yeah, I don't, diba?
Like so sometimes that just happens.
Yeah, so and of course yeah, to your point nga din it's also an achievement na you know we're able to not really replicate or parang mirror stuff. For like yung essence of it. Like,
yes.
You know, it's still there talaga. But of course, dahil nga there are changes. We, of course, we know what the changes are. We can't really sort of expect talaga the same level of feeling and reception. So, 11-11 is really special. So, I'm not sure kasi rin if I have any expectations from this one. So,
yeah. Pero wala rin naman tayo expectations sa nung 11-11.
Yeah, kaya nga all the more that it was really ano, kasi yun nga, I didn't anticipate it. Baka nga, ito nga, it's more of, not naman na may in-expect ako, pero now I know kasi how big it could we
be
are.
Really
I
mean, good. How good ako, it can go.
We had an example na may business case na tayo from before.
Benchmark.
Even with KPM, with K-pop Masters today, na parang, I wasn't expecting much, but ito, more or less matched it. More or less matched my expectations.
Yeah.
And then, with a few unexpected, then, parang iba na talaga yung, di ba sa sobrang iba yung flavor, pero iba yung flavor.
Iba, for sure. Yeah.
Yep. I think yun yung general feelings natin about the concert. Yes. I think we'll round it up with, oh my gosh, hindi ko pa alam actually, who's our MVP?
Well, Dan can start. Because
I made a choice during the concert. And it's maybe not who you would have assumed. It's Bobby.
Okay.
Back to my roots, Bobby. And I don't know why I should, I don't know why I didn't expect him to, you know, like, blow me away with his performance because, of course, I always knew he was gonna be great, but there was just something. He turned it up talaga. And maybe it was even within the song, he really elevated his energy somehow. I don't know why. I don't know where he pulled it from. I don't know if he did it on purpose, if he meant it to be like that, but there was just something. And I think it helped din nga. Parang in the beginning, hindi din siya kasi yung tinitingnan ko.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not usual, I guess, for me. Yun din, pero okay, like, I give up on him na a bit. Look at the others. But wow, like, when he did that solo, parang, okay, he made me look at him again. And then towards the end, sorry, Pao, I know, like, you're biased, but, but like, and then in the end then, like, yun, he led them na talaga into that party mode. So, I was sold. And when he came out with his red cup and like, not caring, like, I knew he was just gonna do what he wanted. I'm like, this is the Bobby that I always come for and that I would always go to see, like, a live performance of. So, yeah, he turned it up. So,
therefore, Bobby solo.
Yes, still. Uh-oh. So, yun.
Yeah.
Sorry, June. But, close second, but,
No, she's not sorry. Obviously, she's not. Ako, ano, I always say this, pag nag-record tayo ng episode, like, especially after events, parang, Given kasi si Bobby for me.
Yes.
Whether I like it or not, talagang may malaking possibility na siya yung mag-MVP for me. Pero hindi ko siya pipiliin this time. I think I would choose Dongyuk.
Ooh.
In terms, bumangka si Kuya sa ments, given the fact, I guess, because he can't speak in English. Tsaka, hello, talagang nasa bucket list. Hindi naman bucket list, pero parang nasa listahan ko yung, okay, dapat makita kong kantahin niya yung Kiss Me live.
Mm.
So, it's something na I think for me, okay, nakatick na yun sa checklist. And then, ewan ko, iba din yung aura niya today. Iba yung aura niya from K-Pop Masters 2.
Okay.
And iba din nung 11-11 kasi parang hindi masyado. I wouldn't really notice him.
Mm.
Pero ito parang, guys, sandali. Actually, may point ako na hindi ko alam kung sinong titignan ko, si Bobby Barr, si Dongyuk.
Mm-hmm.
So, my MVP is Dongyuk for this concert.
Okay.
I love it.
Ang iniisip ko naman kasi, in terms of kung sino yung nakaglue yung mata ko, si Chanwoo.
Oh!
Pero for me, ang MVP, si Yunyoung.
That was like a curveball.
That was like the biggest curveball.
Or si Yunyoung. Actually, sa umpisa, ang takeaway ko, parang, my God, ang payat ng legs niya. So, yun. Pero I think, in general, si Yunyoung, apart from the Eurochacha, ha?
Yeah.
Na he really delivered. Most of it, talaga.
Yeah.
I can feel na, may mga parts kasi na, halos hindi na sumasayaw yung iba, pero sumasayaw pa rin siya. Na feeling ko, that segment, okay na hindi sila sumaya.
Yeah.
Pero sumasayaw pa rin siya. So, yun for me, yung tipong, okay, sige, parang todo pa rin si Kuya. Tapos marami pa rin siyang moments sa parang bumaba siya. Major fan service, as is usual, to be honest, for Yunyoung. Pero siguro nga, it has to take five of them to really look at, really look at Yunyoung. I think in terms of energy, na, yeah. Alam mo yung parang tipong na hindi siya yung focus.
Right.
Pero alam mong gumagalaw-galaw siya sa
gilid. I get it. Yeah.
So may ganun siyang dating sa akin to this concert.
Correct.
That's why I chose Yunyoung.
Wow.
Oh, I love
as
it.
As an MVP.
So walang sabihin sa recording na to na wala pong pumili kay June.
I know.
Yes, I think this is a first.
It is a first.
Na we reviewed an it is a first. Performance.
So, na walang nabudol, guys. Despite being on brand.
Although we can say naman, admittedly, na pag, nung paglabas na, ang unang comment natin, about June.
Exactly.
So,
that says a lot.
We acknowledge.
Don't tuwa si Dean.
Okay lang, he still has freedom. So,
walang nagstay sa biases natin, no? Ako, si Domio. Ikaw, si Yo-Yo. And then,
Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby. Parang first time yata.
First time. Well, I'm sure I picked Bobby somewhere at some point.
I think we have revolved.
But lately,
we've been revolving.
Yes. Again, so, another happy problem of having very biasable members. Biasable. Bias-worthy members.
You're funny.
Oh my God. So, yeah, there we go. So, that's our wrap-up. Na mukhang mahaba ulit.
I know.
Sorry, PD name.
Sorry, PD name.
I thought it was very a quick one given the lateness of the hour.
Oh my God. But then, you know.
But yeah, apparently we have a lot to say.
Nag-outline pa kami niya.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I hope you guys had fun. I know you guys had fun.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, feel free to also, like, I don't know, send us a message over Twitter or over at Spotify and other music platforms for feedback as regards the concert. What's your favorite? What's your takeaway? Sino MVP nyo? Please let us know.
And yung mga may MVP kay June, pakitag si please Icon share. Fast Pick. We want to know.
Yeah, yan. Just a reminder na na-lock out yung account prefix account. So,
I really hope that it gets back na. Kasi ang hirap. Siyempre, ipapaliwanag mo about isa dun sa mga... Siyempre, may na-build na rin kasi ako ng mga moods talaga.
Yeah.
So parang, paano ko ba ito i-explain na I locked myself out?
Uh-oh.
Wala namang nangyari. Like, hindi naman siya hack or something.
Yeah.
But It's just that, you know, me and my stupidity was not a good judgment. So, sorry guys. Geek Like Oxygen is where you can find me for the next few weeks. I don't know. Yeah.
What about your TikTok and YouTube content?
Dahil na-discover ko na short ang attention span ng mga viewers, I'm uploading more on TikTok. And you can expect also that I will upload some footages of the concert that I got.
Mm.
So, yun. Tapos nag-unbox pa rin ako, guys. So, oh my gosh, may bagong song ang icon nalalabas.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. This month.
Oh, yeah.
This month. Yeah.
So, please support them. And then, Bobby is also coming back for his solo on October.
Yeah, four songs.
So, please support him. I wonder, yung October kaya na yun, nasa Korea kaya ako nun.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah, that's
great. Sana naman hindi maglihis.
Sana mag-match.
I think that's it.
So, yeah, thank you guys for listening again to this episode. So, thank you guys for listening to our ramblings as regards this concert. See you again in the next episode.
Bye! Bye!